Just chill, because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The timing is historic. The launch of WFHR radio happened at the same time residents cast their votes in a pivotal presidential election. It was November 1940. Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune newspaper publisher William F. Huffman believed radio could provide live entertainment and information to the community. The station officially on air November 5th, and just in time for election results. Democratic incumbent President Franklin D. Roosevelt announced to serve an unprecedented third term. A dedication 5 days later included a celebration, and the public joined in on the event. 84 years later, WFHR continues to be a treasured voice in the community and again celebrates on-air success at the same time as another important presidential election, this time in 2024. Join me in congratulating WFHR for 8 decades of broadcast excellence. I'm Terry Barr.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Rolling on with our Badgers pregame show, Wisconsin and Oregon. By the way, overall series, they have met 6 times through the years. 3 up and 3 down. The Badgers won the first 3, the Ducks the next 3, including Rose Bowl games after the 2011 season and at the end of the 2019 season. Both very competitive and entertaining games, both though going Oregon's way. Time now for our notebook with Patrick Herb. We get into a lot what happens on the field, a lot of statistics and all of that. But even in the changing landscape of college athletics these days, the Badgers Give Back program is something that these athletes take very seriously. Touched on it a little bit, Patrick, with Hunter Wohler in our interview just a few minutes ago. And there's a lot going on here this fall, isn't there?
Yeah, in addition to the Badgers Give Back, I will say that in an era of changing collegiate athlete status and what it means to be a college athlete and the payments that players are receiving and will be next year, I will say there is still an emphasis on the being a rounded individual in this program and in this athletic department. That academics matter, how you behave and your character matters, and part of that is being a participant in Badgers Give Back, which is the philanthropic arm of our athletic department. And so far this fall, Wisconsin has 100% participation, that every single football player has participated in a community event. 90% have been in at least 2 Badgers Give Back events this fall, and there's many of them, and it's timely because one just happened last weekend that was really special. And Wisconsin Athletics partnered with the College Football Playoff Foundation to recognize teachers for their Extra Yard for Teachers program. So back in September, Hawken Anderson, wide receiver from Verona, went back to his middle school, Savannah Oaks Middle School, and surprised one of his teachers, Noah Weeble of Savannah Oaks Middle School, a social studies teacher, to present him with a $1,000 check to help him with classroom projects and to recognize his efforts. The CFP was so excited about how that went and the coverage that we got from it that they said, hey, we want you to do that with another player if you can identify one. So this last weekend during the bye week on Friday, Angel Toombs went back to Milwaukee Spanish Immersion School to surprise Senora Toni Fink. And again, give her a $1,000 scholarship check to be able to help with her classroom. And just a really neat initiative from the CFP that the Badgers have been a part of. So that's one thing that's been cool. Also, on Fridays of home games, they've carried on the tradition of going to visit the American Family Children's Hospital. So several guys go do that. That's been a longstanding tradition, and it's one of the best things that we do. They go and they just bring smiles, just be themselves, and just be a visitor for children who are going through really hard times. Another one, every Monday, athletes go to elementary schools around the Dane County area and read to children and be a part of the Second and Seven program, which is the foundation that Luke Fickle and 2 of his former Ohio State teammates, Mike Vrabel and Ryan Miller, started many moons ago, and it has caught on and carried on. So now it's still alive in the Columbus area. Luke Fickle brought it to Cincinnati, and he's brought it again here to Madison. And it started with identifying second graders and going to 7 different schools. That's where the name comes, the Second and Seven. And so now they've got their own line of books called Hog Molly that are really fun children's books. I've seen some of them. I brought some to my wife's classroom, and they break their own books. And now their goal in the Cincinnati area was to give every second grader a book and to give them positive role models to have influencing their reading careers and their reading life journey. And so now he's brought it to Madison. It's a cool thing, and one of many things that this program does.
Yeah, it's I think important for everybody to recognize that, and it's something that we've said this through the years. It obviously means so much to those they are able to connect with in the community, but the athletes themselves get a lot out of it. They really enjoy it. They embrace it, and that's a tradition that continues here and will for many years to come. Well, we've got the game itself. Is pretty saleable with the top-ranked team in the nation coming here. But it's always a party here. We got a lot going on Camp Randall, right?
Big weekend, big stage for Wisconsin Athletics. Last night, Friday, obviously set the table and was the hors d'oeuvre that was awesome. And then tonight, main event here at Camp Randall Stadium. And there is a lot besides just hosting the number one team and playing in a primetime audience, when in any other year, this would be the one game on the schedule you circle. And this is already the third top five you got to be there game on the schedule. But it's also a military appreciation game here at Camp Randall Stadium. And so the staff and sideline wore the Under Armour Freedom Collection at last game at Iowa because that was Wisconsin's game right before Veterans Day. And they didn't want to wear green when they're playing Oregon, which those sweatshirts were. So they did it for the Iowa game. But there are many things that are woven into today's game to appreciate our military. It was a pregame tailgate with about 400 veterans. There will be over 50 veterans on the field with a giant flag for the national anthem. There's a commemorative coin that I've seen that's really neat. That's got a motion W and a flag on it. And then it's got all the all the different branches of the military on the back. And we had an extra one that we actually gave to Joe Huber to give to his dad, Jim Huber, who's a veteran. And during the Arch March today at the pregame, Joe got off the bus, went over to his dad, and presented him with that commemorative coin and just kind of thanked him for his service on his way into the stadium. And I thought that was pretty cool. So there's a lot going on with the military appreciation. Obviously, Melvin Gordon's coming back, and he's got about 10 former teammates. This is cool because when we called Melvin and said, hey, we want to bring you back. We want to recognize the 10-year anniversary of your 408-yard performance. Can we bring some of your family, too? And he's like, yes, I want to bring family. You know, he's from the state. He's got a bunch of people. He's got, I think, 12 people here as part of his group. He also said, can I bring a bunch of my teammates? Can we get as many back as possible? So we collectively, we helped. Brian Mason was involved. James White, Derek Watt, Alex Erickson, Tyler Meritz, Kyle Costigan, Ray Ball, Sojourn Shelton, Warring Heron, Dan Volz, a huge group of guys that were teammates of his, many of them on that 2014 team. It was really important to him that they were here with it, and they'll be on the field with him to celebrate. We're also bringing the reunion of the 14-15 Final Fours is going to continue today. They'll be introduced. The current men's basketball team is going to be introduced. And after last night's performance, this place will go nuts when that team comes out here. And John Tanjay ought to be leading the way with 41 T-shirts to throw out into the crowd.
No, he just shot two more free throws. We got about 1 minute left. The distance travel in this league. Now, Oregon's been unfazed by it here so far. But the old two time zone minimum thing, what do we got? What's the update on those numbers now?
Expanding to 18 teams means that there's a lot more travel. Going to West Coast teams going to the Central and Eastern time zone. So I looked it up. How are teams doing when they're traveling far distances? When you have to travel two or more time zones, Big Ten teams are just 7-20 in that scenario. And many of those are quote-unquote upsets where you say, wow, I'm surprised that team lost that game. Now, Oregon, like you said, they're responsible for two of those wins at Michigan and at Purdue. Oddly, UCLA has been on both sides. But it's an interesting thing to keep an eye on, and how do they adjust? Oregon only came one day in advance. They came Friday. They opted not to do any walkthroughs or anything at the stadium. So when they arrived a couple hours ago, it was their first time seeing it. This season, all told, Oregon will travel 12,520 total miles. That's an up from about 8,000 last year, if that gives you an indication of the expanded Big Ten footprint and what it means. Wisconsin will get the payback next year. They go to Eugene in 2025.
All right, see if they can add to some of the difficulties of teams that have had to travel two time zones. Oregon also has to be playing for the eighth consecutive weekend. That's Patrick Kerr. That is tonight's Badger Notebook. Coming up, our pregame interview with head coach Luke Fickell, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. We'll continue in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Badger fans, it's football season. Whether you're grilling up saucy wings, cheesy nachos, or juicy brats, tailgating is all about delicious food and great times. And with all that comes the mess. That's where Bounty paper towels come in. Bounty holds up to tough messes, making cleanup a breeze. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper, is always ready to tackle those game day messes. And the best place to stock up? Piggly Wiggly, your hometown store. Bounty and Piggly Wiggly, helping you gear up for Badger football.
Hey Badger fans, it's Tyler Van Dyke, quarterback for Wisconsin football. Join us in taking the Badgers to the next level. With a Camp Randall Club membership, you can help us achieve greatness on and off the field. In return, you'll get exclusive experiences, inside access, and opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. Camp Randall Club has its vision set on victory. Do you? Visit CampRandallClub.com today to join.
Rosen is caught, touchdown Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin sports fans. Brian Butch here. Do you love seeing our Wisconsin teams win? Well, I've got great news for you. With the release of Varsity Golden Ale and Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer from Potosi Brewing Company, you can make it happen. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of these beverages will be used to provide name, image, and likeness opportunities for Wisconsin student athletes to continue to compete for championships. So crack open a Varsity Golden Ale or Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer and know you are supporting the future of Wisconsin. This is why we jump around.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
We know you're a fan, but is Badger pride in your blood? Here's your chance to prove it. This season, Abbott and the Big Ten are kicking off the largest blood donation competition of our lifetime to fight one of the worst blood shortages in a generation. Simply visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up for the We Give Blood Drive and help settle once and for all that the Badgers give the most spirit. Again, visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Pre-game coverage continues. Joined now by Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Our pregame chat presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Let's jump into it. People, when they see Dylan Gabriel, if they don't know anything about him, they're thinking, well, he's 6 feet. That's what they're listing him as. That's irrelevant, though, isn't it? What, as you look at him, what's the separator with him and so many other quarterbacks that's given him these stats?
Well, I've seen him for a long time. I saw him when he was a freshman. We played against him. And his ability to function in a really quick pace, his ability to deliver the ball, he makes, from his true freshman year on, he makes some really good decisions at a pace that I don't think most people can do. And he's been doing it for a long time, and you can just see how much he's grown in that. And whether he's in a new system from where he was, you know, 2 years ago, or a new system from where he was 4 years ago, he's got a head on his shoulders that picks things up really fast, and he can, out there in the midst of you know, chaos of what a game is, he functions really, really quick.
And I, you know, I mentioned this, you know, the fact that he's 6 feet tall, but I've heard people describe him in a way I don't hear a lot of quarterbacks described this way. So he's got a good base. I mean, he can run it. He can absorb a hit too.
No, he can. He's a very good athlete. He is more dynamic in the run game than people probably would know. But in most every game, especially in the bigger games, you've seen him, you know, become real elusive and create some really big plays with his feet. You know, and so he's a very much a dual threat guy that, you know, in both ways can beat you.
Yeah, they're known for their explosive plays. They can go pound away, too. I know that Tez Johnson has missed the better part of the last two games. He's had big-time numbers, but he's not the only one. They've got a lot of – he's got a lot of guys he can spray the ball.
Yeah, it's hard to zero in on just one. I know Tez is, you know, dynamic and phenomenal. But they've got so many other guys that, you know, may look similar, you know, but really are dynamic and explosive, and they've done a really good job at moving the ball around, because sometimes that's one of the more difficult things, right? You got these guys that all want to touch the football, but they've done a good job at distributing it, and you can see as they come down the stretch.
I know you were asked earlier in the week about Christian Allegro. I know he had the 16 stops in the last game. I know you've been pretty excited about him from the get-go, just the frame and all that. What have you learned since? He played a lot of lacrosse. I think some fans know that, but what have you learned about him in his development as a player here so far?
You know what? I think he's really kind of picking the game up, which everybody said, well, what do you mean he's picking the game? It's his, you know, it's his second year. He's a big time ball. But you just see the growth that he's had. And I think the last game was probably that, the first time that he played truly probably the whole game. And you could just see his development within the game and how much he's grown. And I think that that adds a lot of value. And I think it's also for him, too, I think it shows him some of the other things that you have to do outside the game in order to play, be able to play like that. And so there's a big growth and a big maturity that's happened, not just this year, but even in the last few weeks.
This is a massive opportunity here, and you guys have had, you know, a lot of them here this season. Wisconsin usually doesn't play three top five ranked teams. It's unusual. But through the bye week, maybe getting some guys, you know, maybe the developmental time maybe last week with the bye week. But if you like the bounce with what you've seen with these guys, being excited about having a chance like this?
Yeah, it is. I mean, as you get down towards the you know, the end of the year, things are difficult, right? And it's been such a roller coaster ride, but last week was really good. I thought a lot of the young guys came out here. We tried to be smart with the older guys, but the young guys came out here, battled, worked, got a lot better. Some guys are playing too. Some of these guys are, you know, maybe getting, you know, somewhat, you know, 10, 15, 20 snaps a game, but we felt like they needed to get a lot of work as well. And they're continuing to grind. They're continuing to push. And I think that playing games like this obviously makes it that much easier to kind of grind and push through as well.
All right. That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Our pregame chat presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Stay with us. We'll check some scores, get you ready for kickoff as we continue from Camp Randall Stadium. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
LIUNA members construct Wisconsin's infrastructure, like roads, bridges, sewer and water lines, energy infrastructure, including solar and wind projects, plus on building projects like work at Camp Randall Stadium, a union with over 900 contractor partners. LIUNA Wisconsin members help meet contractors' demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce, all while earning great union wages, health care, and a pension. Feel the power of a career building Wisconsin's infrastructure as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. More info at liunawisconsin.org. LIUNAWisconsin.org.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Oh, what an answer by the Badgers.
The Badgers play here. Tune into every game for Wisconsin football right here.
Wisconsin Badgers football brought to you on WFHR by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Incorporated, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen all season long on 97.5 WFHR or streaming live on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Let's get a quick scoreboard earlier today in the Big Ten Conference. Ohio State and Northwestern played at Wrigley Field. The Buckeyes fell behind early 7-0 and then scored the next 31 points. Ohio State 31, Northwestern 7. It was Penn State, no trouble with Purdue and West Lafayette. Nittany Lions defeating the Boilermakers 49-10. It was Illinois 38, Michigan State 16. They're in the second quarter in College Park. Maryland leads Rutgers 10-7. They're in the final minute at the L.A. Coliseum, where USC is on top of Nebraska 28-20. Let's get a UW Health injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. Out for Oregon tonight, their leading receiver, Tez Johnson, as well as a very good defense or offensive lineman, Marcus Harper. For the Badgers, listed as questionable, Jaheim Thomas, along with Kurt Neal and Tyrell Henry. And that is your UW Health injury update. Down to the U.S. Bank starting lineups. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. For the Oregon Ducks on defense up front, they've got Tatum Tuioti, 6'3", sophomore out of Hawaii. Derek Harmon and Jamari Caldwell work inside. Harmon, a junior out of Detroit, a transfer from Michigan State. Caldwell, a senior out of Newberry, South Carolina. And Mateo Uiagalelei, 6'5", 275-pounds, sophomore out of Bellflower, California. The linebackers are Jeffrey Bassa, a senior from Utah, and Bryce Betcher, a two-sport standout, very good baseball player, and a very good linebacker, a senior from Eugene. They'll be in their nickel package. The corners are Jabbar Mohammed, a senior out of DeSoto, Texas, and Nico Reed. He's a senior from Oakland, California. The safeties are Tysheen Johnson, a senior from Philadelphia, and Kobe Savage, a senior from Paris, Texas. The nickel is Brandon Johnson, a senior out of Newton, South Carolina. All of the members of the starting unit in the defensive backfield are transfers. We'll give you the Wisconsin lineup in a moment, but first we'll throw it down on the field for the playing of our national anthem. Bit of housekeeping here in the injury update for Oregon. I mentioned their receiver, Tez Johnson, is out. Offensive lineman Marcus Harper, also their very good defensive lineman, Jordan Birch, is out tonight. For the Wisconsin Badgers on offense, up front, the left tackle is Jack Nelson. The left guard, Joe Brunner. Jake Renfro, the center. Joe Huber, the right guard. Riley Malman is the right tackle. The tight ends are Riley Nowakowski and Tucker Ashcraft. The receivers are Vinny Anthony, the junior from Louisville, Kentucky, along with C.J. Williams and Will Pauling. The 1-2 punch in the backfield, Tawee Walker and Darion Dupree. And Braden Locke is the quarterback, the redshirt sophomore out of Rockwall, Texas. And those are your U.S. Bank starting lineups. The Odyssey Greek Yogurt Kickoff is coming up next. Kick off your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Hey Badger fans, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Latza Matza Pizza, the official pizza of your UW Badgers. Hey listen, we get it. Games can be long, stressful, and work up an appetite. That's why you need a pizza that'll go all four quarters. A Brewpub Latza Matza Pizza. Brewpub pizzas are loaded with high quality meat and veggie toppings, a bold, flavorful sauce on a thin crust, then comes the boom! They're bombarded with award winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese that'll have you yelling,
touchdown!
Snag a Brewpub Latza Matza Pizza in the frozen pizza section of your local grocer today.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hey Badger fans, while we're celebrating today, there are over 21,000 Wisconsin veterans struggling to pay for rent and utilities. But you can make a difference in the lives of these Wisconsin heroes by donating to the Wisconsin Heat and Housing for Heroes Initiative today. Simply visit heatforheroes.org. That's heat, the number 4, heroes.org. Or by calling 800-891-9276.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is your home for Wisconsin football.
You got to come out here. You got to compete. You got to make each other better.
Looks the throw. Looks right. Looks left. Throws left. End zone. Caught. Tucker Ashcraft. Touchdown, Wisconsin.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
Ricardo Holman from one end of the yard to the other.
You got to find that edge that you can get to and then keep trying to push it.
Picked off by Wisconsin, Preston Sackman, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
It's time for Badger football. Today's game is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and respected contractors. Learn more at join139.com. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Now, with the call of the game, here's Mark Tauscher and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good evening from Camp Randall Stadium in Madison, alongside Mark Tauscher, Patrick Herb, Mike Keller, Dave McCann, and Aisha James. Matt LePay, we want you. New Wisconsin football, another primetime matchup, and another top five team coming to Camp Randall. Top five, how about top of America? The number one ranked team in the country, the Oregon Ducks, are in town, and another massive opportunity for this Wisconsin Badgers team. Still one win away from bowl eligibility. Oregon has bigger prizes in mind, 10-0, 7-0 in Big Ten conference play. The Badgers 5-4 overall, three up and three down in league games. And let's wait no further. Let's take a look at our keys to tonight's game, presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new 2025 Chevy Equinox. What you have here, Tausch?
To me, the key to the game tonight is going to be right here when you get this thing started. I think whether or not we're going to be on offense, defense, we have to get off to a fast start. I think any time you have a game like Wisconsin is coming off of in that Iowa game, even though there was a bye, you have that bad taste in your mouth. You need to regain that confidence. And so you have this great atmosphere. You got a full house. You got a night game against that number one. We have to utilize that. And I think getting off to a fast start is going to get these guys all cranked up.
Captain's on the field. The referee is Tim O'Day. Here's the toss of the coin.
It is a tail. You've won the toss. You want to receive. Which way do you want to kick the ball?
Away from our locker room.
Away from your locker room.
All right, where's your locker room?
Paint that picture. They're going to kick off south to north is what Oregon will do, as the Badgers want the ball first as we're about set to go. Well, Tausch mentioned a little bit about the mentality. Let's send it down to our sideline reporter, Patrick Herb. A little bit of the mindset going into this big-time matchup tonight.
Yeah, following up on what Mark just said, starting fast has been something Wisconsin has been good at this year. In fact, they've had the lead in 7 of 9 games, pitching shutouts over and over and over again and playing well in that first quarter. But Oregon is used to playing on the road. They've got a saying in their locker room called poise through the noise, and dictating the tempo, dictating the atmosphere, even when they're on the road. Now, Wisconsin saw the opposite of that at Iowa, that they could not do that, and they were flagged for many penalties early in that game, often before the snap. Oregon has been suspect to some of the penalties. Last week they had 12 against 95, so for 95 yards. Dictating that is important. From a mindset standpoint, I think Wisconsin's playing with nothing to lose at this point. They had pressure 3 weeks ago when they played Penn State. Coming off 3 wins, they thought, this is our chance to get back in the race for the Big Ten, maybe the national championship picture. Now maybe those things have cast aside. Nobody thinks they can win this game from their standpoint. So they're saying, let's let it fly. That's been their saying under Luke Fickell. And today it feels like it applies more than anything. Just go out there and let it rip.
Tausch, you played for a coach who loved that nobody outside the locker room expected you to win, right?
You do love to have that mentality. And this team does. I think it's about just kind of recapturing some things, because you get beat the way they did the last time they were out, there's nothing being positive said. So I think you guys are sick and tired of it, and there's no better stage against no bigger opponent than what these Badgers have an opportunity to do tonight.
Badgers will receive, go left to right, north to south at Camp Randall Stadium, and the home Cardinal unis in the white trim, Oregon in the traveling white unis, the green pants and the green trim. Atticus Sappington set to kick off. You got Vinny Anthony and Cade Iacobelli deep for Wisconsin. Here's the run-up. Kick is in the air, and this will not be returned. It hits halfway into the end zone and dribbles out of the end zone. We're underway as the Badgers go to work. First and 10 at their own 25-yard line.
So that was opposite their locker room, and now here we go. I think you get an opportunity here to kind of set the tone for this football game. You have a crowd here that is just ready to let loose, enjoying that big victory at the Kohl Center last night and trying to compound that with a big one tonight. Getting off to a fast start here is going to be critical.
And Braden Locke leads the team onto the field. He'll have Vinny Anthony coming out wide to the left with Will Pauling slot on the left side. Tawee Walker is the running back out of the shotgun. First play from scrimmage. Locke takes handoff. Walker hits the right side and got smacked right away first by the cornerback Jabbar Muhammad. And then he had plenty of help as Walker goes nowhere. It's second and 10 from the Wisconsin 25-yard line.
I just did a little skip pull there, and Walker tried to bounce it outside. Oregon is going to have people up there. You're going to get some opportunities here for one-on-one press man coverage. Oregon is not going to let Wisconsin get a run game. They're going to force their issue there. A lot of guys down in the box.
Second and 10 for the Badgers. Their own 25-yard line. Will Pauling slot left. C.J. Williams wide right. Snap the lock. And he'll read it, keep it. Now checks down left side and overshoots Tawee Walker in the left flat. He was wide open, but the pass off the mark. And it's third and 10 for the Badgers at their 25-yard line.
Yeah, pretty good protection. Had a little run fake and had our center pull out to block a defensive end. Oregon kind of sat into the zone in the middle of the field. That's where Locke looked initially. And that's the thing. It's not going to be a first down, but you make that throw, and instead of it being third and 10, might be third and 4 or 5. Now you're in a tough spot.
Empty backfield, three receivers left, one to the right. Darion Dupree was wide to the right. The running back now will shift into the backfield to the right of the quarterback, Braden Locke. Third and 10, Wisconsin for the Badgers' 25-yard line. Play clock is at 3, at 2. Snap to Locke, five-man rush. Braden in some trouble. Ball's knocked loose. It's picked up by Dupree in the backfield. He'll weave across the 15, across the 20, and to the 21-yard line. That was a hot mess as the Badgers will be forced to punt. Three and out to begin the game.
Tuioto came off of our right side of the offensive line and was able to... Locke was trying to step up in the pocket, and I think he just got swiped as he was cocking his arm back. He got the ball swiped out. Good job by Dupree to get that. That would have been a big-time disaster. Now Wisconsin able to fall on it and punting it away instead of giving it to Oregon inside the 20.
They're punting from their own 21-yard line. Atticus Bertram steps up. Kick is away. End over end. Gary Bryant signals for the fair catch, and he'll make it at the 40-yard line in Oregon territory. So not a minute and a half gone by even. 39-yard punt from Atticus Bertrams, and the Ducks will take over first and 10.
Not the fast start that I was looking for and anyone else, but, and now you did dodge a bullet there. And, again, we talked to Luke this week about that third down, and third and 10 is not going to be a winning formula for Wisconsin tonight. And so you have a run play, you don't get a lot, got to complete that second down throw, third and 10. Very fortunate that you're able to punt it away.
And Dylan Gabriel gets him onto the field from the Oregon 40-yard line. Ducks moving right to left in the first quarter of play. Jordan James is the running back. Justice Lowe, wide right, motions to the formation. Snap to Gabriel, hands off James. Up the middle across the 40, got tripped up by Hunter Wohler at the 44-yard line. Jordan James, the ball carrier. He gains 4, and it's second down and 6 for Oregon.
And this group, Wisconsin's group, has something to prove tonight. Iowa embarrassed this front last time. Oregon's going to try to do the same thing.
Terrence Ferguson, wing left, motions to the right. James, the running back, to the right of Gabriel. Back to throw, looking, winds it up. Heaves it deep down the right side. Wants Evan Stewart. It is incomplete. Ricardo Holman with the tight coverage and a little help from Preston Zachman. Incomplete pass on the shot play there, and the Ducks have a third and 6 at their own 44.
That good pressure there. Darrell Peterson got in Gabriel's face. Pretty good throw. He started on the far hash to the far boundary, and a nice job by Zachman to get over there and give a little pop to make sure that ball was incomplete.
Oregon is 50-50 converting on third down this season, second best in the conference and among the very best nationally. It's third and 6 from the Oregon 44-yard line. Three receivers right, one on the left. Terrence Ferguson, the tight end, motions right to left.
Gabriel takes a snap. Badgers bring a three. Right side pass. Caught wide open. Stewart across the 50. Into Wisconsin territory. Wrapped up by Hunter Wohler at the 46-yard line of Wisconsin on a gain of 10 and a first down for Oregon.
And that's frustrating because Wisconsin mugs their linebackers up and only rushed three. And that should be you have those zones covered in the flats. Gabriel picked it apart.
Oregon goes tempo. Little receiver screen out to Evan Stewart and blowing it up. Over there for Wisconsin was Nizir Forkurine, a loss of one. Second and 11, Ducks at the Wisconsin 47-yard line.
Great job acknowledging, kind of seeing out what was going to happen, not letting himself get blocked. And then I think one of the things we talked to Coach Haynes during the week, tackling has really improved. Yeah. Forkurine did a fantastic job. Woo! Beautiful play.
And Nizir putting together a pretty nice season here for Wisconsin. Two receivers left, one on the right, second and 11. For Oregon at the Badgers 47-yard line. Little delay handoff. James to the 45, working left to the 40, up the hash marks, 35-yard line, and gets smacked down by Leon Lowry at the 33 of Wisconsin. Jordan James on the little draw gets the first down as Oregon mounting a threat here early in the game.
Just a delayed draw, and I think Wisconsin got a little bit aggressive on a second and 11.
And again with high tempo, one pump. Gabriel back to throw, backside pressure, rolling left, throwing, caught by Stewart inside the 30-yard line. Leans out of bounds at the 25 of Wisconsin. A gain of 8 yards, second and two. We're not quite 3.5 minutes in. No score, and Oregon is threatening.
Yeah, Fick and the defensive staff really wanted a hold on Oregon's right tackle. I believe it was Lowry. Lowry or Pius coming off of the edge. They didn't get it and picked up eight.
Three receivers right, two receivers left, and now Jordan James, one of those on the left, will jog into the backfield. From the Wisconsin 25-yard line, second down and two. Gabriel will keep it inside the 25-yard line, covered up by Darrell Peterson at the 21 of Wisconsin on a gain of four and a first down for Oregon as, again, this Oregon offense gets right back on the ball. First and 10 at the Wisconsin 21-yard line. They come out three receivers to the left. Gabriel will give off to James up the middle, and right there is Christian Allegro, who was a busy man last week at Iowa City, makes the stop there at the 19 on a gain of two.
Yeah, and a good job by Barton and Hills of just collapsing that inside of Oregon's offensive line and not giving much room there. And then you said Allegro was all over the place a couple weeks ago in Iowa City. You see him playing right out of the gates tonight. Love what he's been doing lately.
Second down and eight, Oregon at the Wisconsin 19-yard line. Terrence Ferguson slot right. Gabriel hands off to Evan Whittington, and he gets nabbed from behind by Elijah Hills at the 18 of Wisconsin. Gain of a yard, Oregon looking at a third down and seven.
Great job by Hills, just beating his block, not letting that center reach him, and then crosses back across his face. Didn't let James get rolling there and pulled him down. Beautiful job there by 94.
All right, here we go. Third down and seven, Oregon at the Wisconsin 18-yard line. Whittington is the running back as he motions into the backfield. Justice Lowe, slot on the right. Terrence Ferguson, slot on the left. Shotgun snap, Gabriel. Badgers send four. Gabriel back to throw. Tight pocket, throwing to Evan Stewart. And he is wrapped up, taken down by Allegro at the 17 or 16-yard line. That'll be about 5 yards short as Oregon will send on the field goal team.
Now, Wisconsin ran some stunts up front, were able to get a little bit of pressure. I think it was Cheeks that got in there, and Allegro, the linebackers, are able to collapse down. Gabriel had to get rid of the ball a little bit early. And Wisconsin, while we didn't get the stop right away, holding him to a field goal attempt here to start this game.
Atticus Sappington is 10 out of 12 this season. This will be a 35-yard try just inside the left hash marks. Looking for the first points of the game. The Lions are down. Here's the snap and the placement. The kick is away, and it is good. A 35-yard field goal for Atticus Sappington. And Oregon takes the lead, not quite 6 minutes into the opening quarter of play. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and in the future. And drive on Wisconsin. Check out another winning lineup at BadgerlandChevy.com or visit your local Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud sponsor of Badger football. 9:01 left of the first quarter, Oregon 3, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Add style and privacy to your home. We have a huge selection of curtains with over 170 options to choose from. Sun Zero's energy-efficient design reduces energy loss through your windows by up to 25%. Save big on new curtains at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit AmFam.com/Badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. And just as a touchdown takes great teamwork, a successful farm takes great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit KSIH.com/Badgers. The field goal drive for the Ducks, 11 plays, 43 yards, took 4.5 minutes. Atticus Sappington with a 35-yard boot. 9:01 left first quarter, 3-0 Oregon.
And a nice job by Wisconsin to bow up there and slow Oregon down, forcing that field goal attempt. But it's going to be a long night if this is the formula. Wisconsin's offense is going to have to be a lot better than what we saw in that first
quarter. Sappington with a kick, left side of the goal line. Vinny Anthony to the 5, 10, 15 across the 20. Anthony across the 25-yard line up to the 26. And that's where the Badgers begin, first and 10. Oh, you're right, Talish. They've got to get something. They got to, bare minimum, move the sticks a little bit here on offense.
And I think one of the things, and it's as hard because you have air raid and all the stuff that is kind of, but I really think sticking with running the football and being physical. I thought against Iowa we went away from that a little bit. I know the first play didn't go. I think that is going to be making sure you're patient with that tonight.
Tucker Ashcraft, slot right, motions into the formation, into the backfield. Now loops back to the right. First down handoff, Tawee Walker got stoned at the left hash mark. Oh, he just got drilled. Maybe earned a hard yard. That's it. And it's second down for Wisconsin.
Yeah, just a lot of bodies around the line of scrimmage. Wisconsin pulled their left guard. Brunner pulled a tight end, and that's been successful. But you can't give up a little leakage, too much leakage. No yardage.
It was Jamari Caldwell on the tackle. Second down and 9, we'll call it, from the Wisconsin 27-yard line. 8:25 left first quarter, 3-0 Oregon. Bill Pauling will motion to the right. Three receivers that side of the formation. Play clock is at 10. Vinny Anthony is wide to the left on second down. Lock throws over the middle, and it's almost picked off. Wow, what a break. That was Bryce Betcher. A Gold Glove center fielder for the Oregon Oregon baseball team. He dropped one right there. Thank you very much. Very good linebacker for Oregon and a very big break for the Badgers. Third down and 9.
He just read Braden's hand. He's going to Will Pauling on a little slant, and he dropped. Did not see him. Very fortunate.
Slot left, slot right. 3rd and 9 for the Badgers. Their own 27-yard line. And pre-snap movement. Yep.
I think. I don't know. There might have been some inducements, but I think Riley flinched.
Number 71, 5-yard penalty, 3rd down.
The Badgers right tackle, so it's now 3rd down and 14. I was stunned Wednesday night when I heard Mark Tauscher, America's offensive lineman, saying that defensive linemen are getting a raw deal.
Trust me, I was surprised too, and I had to utter those words. But that the last time around here, Riley, I think it's he's setting up here again. Got to stay out of these third and longs.
Two receivers left, two receivers right for the Badger 22-yard line. Locke looking to throw. Pocket's tight and hit as he throws. It flutters incomplete. And they wave it off incomplete. But when you don't hear the whistle, you keep going. And that's what Nico Reed, the quarterback, was doing. And an Oregon defensive player is slow to get up. Pick up the number. It is a Dante Manning, a defensive back, and he's going to need a little bit of attention here as we will, I believe, go ahead and take a commercial break. We have 8 minutes and 5 seconds left in the first quarter with Oregon leading Wisconsin 3-0. And while they tend to the injured Oregon defensive player, we'll go ahead and take a break. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Rake in a big win this November at Pottawatomie. Go head-to-head in the Cash Clash game show for your share of $300,000 in cash and prizes. Just play with your rewards card for entries. Prize drawings on Thursdays. The Cash Clash game show at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Your win is waiting. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Hey Badger fans, fall is here and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Wisconsin football brought to you in part by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. 8:05 left in the first quarter, 3-0 Oregon. The injured Oregon defensive back was Dante Manning, and he collided with a fellow defensive back, Brandon Johnson.
It looked like Wisconsin had a little crossing route with Tretch and with Will Pauling, and it was going to be open, but right now, again, and I've said it a couple of times already, third and 10 plus is not going to be sustainable. We were not able to hold up on the protection front. Again, pressure on lock quicker than allowing him to sit back and make that throw. It would have been available to him, and now we're sitting here forced to punt for the second time.
Yeah, back-to-back, three and outs. Atticus Bertrams will be punting line of scrimmage to the Wisconsin 22-yard line. Gary Bryant is deep at the 32-yard line. It's part of where they missed Tez Johnson, their outstanding receiver. They've rotated a few punt return men there, and they've had some issues in the last couple of weeks in that department fielding punts. It seems like a contagious issue, at least in this conference this season. Snap to Bertrams, who steps up, and the kick is away. Hit it pretty well. Backpedaling is Bryant. He'll make the catch and gets taken down right away. Oh, that is terrific work in punt coverage. That was Will Pauling busting down there for the Badgers, and the Ducks will start at their 27-yard line. A 51-yard punt, and great coverage from Will Pauling.
I just love that. You hear coaches talk about investing in their special teams and spending practice time. You got your top wideout down there, and he just made a whale of a play. And you talk complimentary football, offense not done anything yet. Special teams there made a big play flipping this field.
7:57 left first quarter, 3-0 Oregon. Justice Lowe, slot left, motion to the formation. Rolling to his right is Gabriel, throwing to Lowe, makes the catch, and he's hit right away by Hunter Wohler at the 29-yard line. Oregon territory, a gain of 2, 2nd and 8 for the Ducks.
Really good discipline by Wisconsin's defense. I'm up here. I thought it was a stretch play out to the left. Good ball skills by Gabriel. He pulls it. Witt stays with him, takes the quarter. Wohler goes up, makes the play. Exactly how you draw it out.
Low slot left, 7 Stewart wide left. 2nd and 8 for the Ducks, their own 29-yard line. Back to throw is Gabriel, screen to the right. Terrence Ferguson catches outside the numbers, 30, 35, 40, 45-yard line to the 50. Ferguson into Wisconsin territory and finally popped out of bounds over there by Leon Lowry. Again, it's a tight end friendly offense. Ferguson, that's his 29th catch of the year. And just like that, Oregon's back into Wisconsin territory at the Badgers 46.
Wisconsin brought a blitz, Hunter Wooler, and it was set up beautifully. Gabriel stayed, patiently dumped it off, and they had a railroad track screen.
Two receivers tied right, one to the left, and now low in motion right to left. Gabriel leads, keeps back to throw, looking, fires deep down the middle, and it's incomplete, overshooting Ferguson. Closest player to it was Preston Zachman. Gabriel overthrew everybody. Second and 10, Oregon at the Badgers' 46-yard line. Well, the Badgers just, they're dying to get some interceptions here. They have but three all season long. Zachman has two. Xavier Lucas, the other one, and that was on opening night.
I think there's going to be some opportunities, especially early in the season. Gabriel has put some balls up in play. There are going to be some opportunities tonight for Wisconsin defenders.
Slot left, slot right. Seven Whittington is the running back. And Gabriel looking, throws to the right. He's got Stewart taken down in the open field again by Nizer Forcurine at the 41-yard line of Wisconsin. A gain of five, and it's third and five for Oregon with 6:40 left in the opening quarter. 3-0, the Ducks lead the Badgers.
One of the talks during the course of this bye week was Ricardo Holman not getting a lot of action. Well, he's not getting that. Means somebody else is. Forcurine, I think, has had a really good season, and that tackling, you talk to the coaches, they've just continued to rave about his progress and how much he's developed over this year.
The increased strength, able to have a healthy summer of workouts. Big difference maker for Nizer Forcurine. Two receivers right, two receivers left on third down. Shotgun snap. Gabriel winds up, heaves it deep down the right side. In stride, making the catch is Evan Stewart. He got away from Forcurine there. Steps out of bounds inside the 10 at the 9-yard line. First and goal for Oregon.
Wisconsin brought just a four-man route. That is just a go route. We're just going to outrun you and give Gabriel credit. He threw it right where he needed to. And a big play for the Ducks.
Dylan Gabriel, the most accurate passer in college football. 74% completion coming into this game. First and goal for the Ducks at the 9-yard line. Tayshaun Holden out to the right. Slot right, slot left. Whittington the running back. Gabriel to throw. Looking, tight pocket. Throw tipped up. Intercepted by Forcurine at the 5. He is to the 10-yard line. And whipped to the turf there. And it's Forcurine off the deflection as Oregon turns it over.
Just a great job of continuing to play and play. That was a drop. Ball gets bopped up in the air. Nizer sees it, is able to locate it, make the critical interception here to stop this drive.
We'll take a break. 5:35 left of the first quarter. Oregon 3, Wisconsin nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hello, Wisconsin sports fans. Brian Butch here. Do you love seeing our Wisconsin teams win? Well, I've got great news for you. With the release of Varsity Golden Ale and Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer from Potosi Brewing Company, you can make it happen. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of these beverages will be used to provide name, image, and likeness opportunities for Wisconsin student athletes to continue to compete for championships. So crack open a Varsity Golden Ale or Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer and know you are supporting the future of Wisconsin. This is why we jump around.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Badgers get a Nizier Forkurian interception. 5:35 left first quarter. 3-0 Oregon. Well, just seconds ago, one of the all-time greats introduced before the crowd at Camp Randall Stadium. Melvin Gordon back in town, Patrick.
Yeah, the Badgers needed that interception for a lot of reasons. One, to put juice in this building for a really special moment. Melvin Gordon walking out of the tunnel with fireworks and smoke and greeted by about a dozen of his former teammates and family members out on the